Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. We're conducting a survey and your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential, but very much needed. And am I speaking to Sterry Thompson?
Sure. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, we're just doing a survey. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Sure. How can I help?
All right. Absolutely. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, Ms. Thompson?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age?
47.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Like, will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Motivated. I don't know, 5.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And okay. And now, I'll like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you could say, please say so. Like Project 2025.
Okay, well, okay. Go ahead.
All right, I'm sorry. Project 2025.
I heard something about it. I would say for now, neutral.
So that's like a 50, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Republican Party?
Uh, 50% too.
Okay. And the Democratic Party?
Maybe 40%.
Okay. Thank you. And Tammy Baldwin?
40%.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
50%.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
40.
Okay. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
30.
Okay. Thank you. And J.D. Vance?
I give him 32.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Right now, I'll probably say Trump.
Okay, thank you. And remember, there is no right or wrong answer. This is just a survey, and you're expressing how you feel. All right. And now I'm going to read a few statements. that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote or support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. 0 to 10?
0 to 10 what?
That statement is not at all convincing or very convincing statement for your vote for her.
I guess that's very convincing.
Okay, thank you. And next statement, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do or can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and
that's
abortion in every... Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. Again, 0 to 10.
Not convincing.
Okay.
Okay, zero.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
If it was today, I'd vote for Donald Trump. But
okay.
I could definitely change my mind.
Absolutely, you got till November. Even though some people already voted that I talked to, it's really up to you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Now, 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read for you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each reason using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number from 0 to 10. A second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for anything. Okay, so that would be a 0 to 10.
Not convincing, a 0.
Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortions without exceptions, and rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and give the military the power to break up.
I'll say that's like a 4. I'll have to dig
four.
Into it a little more.
Okay.
Four.
I was Googling Project 2025. You should check into it. It's kind of
Yeah, I'll look into it.
All right. And banning Muslims and deporting people of color, that's what Trump America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and violation of both human rights and rights. Okay, thank you. And we're almost done. Thank you for your time. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for presidents were held today, candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Right now, it's still Trump, but I'll look into a couple of the things we mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0
I'll
means...
I'll say like a 7.
Okay.
I do got another poll coming in.
Oh, okay. I just got 3 more questions, if you got seconds for me.
Okay, what's up?
All right. Okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, GED?
Bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Single.
Okay.
Not living with a partner.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you vote and you have yourself a lovely day, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Okay. All right.